Welcome to the True Travelers Society Daily Podcast for November 28, 2025. Today, we're diving into practical solutions to global overtourism, a bee-friendly eco-hotel you'll want to bookmark, and how responsible travelers are shaping the future of sustainable tourism. First up, what happens when travel hotspots are loved a little too much? Fodor's Travel has just released a list of destinations to avoid in 2026, including Antarctica, the Canary Islands, and Paris's Montmartre. The main reason? Overtourism, the flood of visitors causing strain on fragile environments and pushing local communities to the edge. For example, Antarctica's ecosystem is at risk from the increasing number of cruise ships, and residents in the Canary Islands are protesting as rising vacation rentals push up housing costs. Measurable impacts include displaced residents, rising housing prices, and habitat loss. The takeaway, as conscious travelers, let's seek out alternative destinations, support capped visitor programs, and prioritize tours focused on regenerative tourism and authentic cultural exchange. Now let's talk about how hotels can directly boost biodiversity. In Baja, Mexico, the Kimpton Beach Resort planted over 1,000 native plants to attract pollinators, think bees and butterflies, supporting local crops and the on-site organic garden. Pollinators are crucial, as they're responsible for at least one in every three bites of food we eat. Choosing eco-lodges or hotels that plant native flora is a simple way to back local food systems and protect wildlife. If you want to get hands-on, join beekeeping safaris or conservation volunteer programs. The impact includes increased biodiversity, healthier gardens, and stronger local ecosystems. On to climate action at the policy level. At this year's UN Climate Summit, COP30 in Brazil, leaders reiterated that fighting misinformation about climate change is a top global priority. It's a reminder that sustainability isn't just about where we travel, but also how we communicate and advocate. For tourism operators, that means transparency, using clear impact reporting and sustainable certifications. For volunteers and travelers, it means seeking out organizations with track records of real, positive community impact and sharing those stories with your networks. For our quick practical tip, next time you plan a volunteer trip, look for programs that measure and publish their outcomes, like educational hours delivered, trees planted, or fair wages paid. This helps you make sure your efforts make a difference. That's our roundup. Today's themes: travel with intention, support pollinator-friendly and community-first lodges, and champion transparent, verified climate action in your networks. Subscribe for tomorrow's episode, visit truetravelerssociety.org for more tips, and explore the volunteer programs making real impact. Until next time, travel with purpose.